Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you another Dog Days of Podcasting for August 25th. This is day 25 in the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So far, I'm hitting them all. Feeling pretty good. This is recorded Sunday, and as I think about it, tomorrow is Monday, obviously, but it is also the last Monday I will have to go to work. That is my last, air quotes, Monday. That it's really starting to get kind of sobering. I just realized I just had my last two-day weekend that I will ever have. Next week is Dragon Con, then we got the holiday weekend. There's no work Monday. And then I don't have any Mondays left to report to work. I'll be retired after that. So this will be the last one coming up. But before we get to that, I got to go back. I forgot to mention something when I was in the time frame of Hawaii. When we got to Hawaii, we got a call a couple of days after we got there from our daughter, Lisa, who was in our guest house. And she's checking in on the cat and said, "Hey, your refrigerator's not running." Oh, no. This is why I feel so fortunate that the water leak happened while we were here, because the refrigerator blew out while we weren't here, but she was keeping an eye on it. The light comes on, but the pump isn't running. So the compressor had died. We salvaged what we could, but we lost a lot of frozen foods, meat, chicken, fish in the freezer. Anything that was perishable, like mayonnaise, gone. Some things like ketchup and pickles in jars and whatnot you can keep, but there wasn't much. There wasn't much. And then Donna had gone to her class reunion after that, and I was pushing the shopping cart around the store. Excuse me. And I'd pick up like one plank of salmon to put in the freezer. It's like, well, normally the freezer's packed full of stuff, but not anymore. It's easy to find a parking space for you, Mr. Fish. So yeah, that was a good time. Good time. Things are just part of, like I said, part of owning a home. Things are going to happen. Be ready for them. All right, let's go back in the Wayback Machine too. I've got a few days to cover, ranging anywhere from July 31st up to August 5th. Told you I was going to rush through the last few. This will get us up to T-minus 32 days. Coming quick. It's coming quick. At work, they reviewed what they called our ServiceNow Summer Strategy Session. That's a lot of S's, isn't it? And this is where they're doing their planning for what we did in the first half, what we want to do in the second half, and well into 2025. So laying out some groundwork for the budgeting. I tried to pay attention, really. But knowing that I'll have no impact, it was kind of an interesting sensation. You know, I'm still part of the team. They want to hear my viewpoints. But I really got nothing to contribute. It's really tough. I can only go off of what I did, not what I'm going to do. So in a way, I don't have to set any goals. In fact, my boss said, "Do you want to have a quarterly growth conversation?" I said, "What's the point? If I didn't get my goals done, doesn't matter. It's not like you're going to dock my pay. If I did get my goals done, it's not going to matter." So we kind of threw that in the ditch. I went, yeah, as always, I do my best. There's some things that I can do and some things I can't. August 1st was a very important date. This is the date we delivered our twice a year webinar. This is the one that we started back in 2013. Very humble beginnings. Literally, I would think about it on a Monday and we'd deliver it on a Thursday back then. Go, hey, what do you want to talk about, Andrew? And we'd come up with a few PowerPoints and a quick demo if necessary and go through something. We were originally just sharing best practices for our community as you're developing on our platform. What it turned into in the last couple of years is aligned with early availability for developer topics. That's our primary audience. And we do two software releases a year. For example, last spring was Washington. This is Xanadu. Next spring will be Yokohama. And developers get access to these on what we call our personal developer instances that you can get for free. And they start exploring. And I said, we have to be the source of authority on some of these things. We have to be the ones first out of the gate to say, this is what you get from the IDE. This is what we're getting from this new tool or this capability or this new builder or the UI, whatever. They're going to want to hear it from us first. Otherwise, we're going to get second or third hand information. People may get facts wrong. And I'm all for community generated content. No problems there. but they should base it off of what we have to say about the products first. So it took a few years to align to that. I think we finally got that in 2021 or 2022. But August 1st, we delivered the one for our Xanadu release. We only got about half the expected audience. Our audience has been trending up, and we are the record holder as far as this goes so far. I think in Washington, we had over 5,000 registrations and about 2,600 attendees, which they look at the conversion ratio of how many did you invite and how many showed up, or how many RSVPs, I should say, how many RSVPs versus how many showed up. The invites were in the, I think, near 100,000, if I remember right. And the conversion ratio was about 53%. We're usually north of 53. Well, we should have suspected something was wrong in the weeks leading up, because the RSVPs were really low and about half of what we were expecting. And it wasn't, I expect like this hockey stick to go off, but there's not really much you can do. They send out an email blast 3 weeks ahead of the event and then 1 week ahead of the event. And in between, we're doing social media campaign and whatnot. So it's really hard to tell exactly where these are coming from unless you have personalized links. Well, the morning of, we said, why are there only about 2,600 people registered for this? Oh, the campaign didn't target all the people that we expected. So add this to the list on next time around. We have to check, who did you invite? Is this the right people? So we could have had record numbers had we addressed the right audience. Another team handles the outbound campaigns and getting people registered. It's part of our partnership internally, that I'll call it. Because when we started this, it was, hey, well, let's put out a thing on social media, maybe send a few emails or Slack messages and say, we're going to have a webinar about this. And we get 20 people watching live, 100 if it was a good day, usually aligned with the release topics. They like knowing what the new features are. Well, once we got the campaigns going, it went from 100 on a really good day to 1,000. And we used to do this monthly. So it was this machine that just kept cranking out. Sometimes you get 300, sometimes you get 1,000. When we made it every 6 months, the numbers really started going up because of scarcity, and we could put more quality into each release, into each webinar. So we were really disappointed at the amount of the big failure here was the amount of people that attended. The conversion ratio was still really good. So everyone else was taking this much more seriously than I was. Like, yeah, it was still a good day. I mean, imagine addressing a room full of, you know, 1,600 people. That's a lot of people. So I didn't have a problem with it. The following week, I think it was Monday, I recorded my very last episode of the work podcast called Breakpoint. We were recording that. The last episode to go out was actually recorded way back in June, but we just kept shifting the schedule around. It was like, hey, let's do this one in July. No, let's put this one before that one. And it kept going out. So the last one to go out will be September 4th, but the last one recorded went out, I think it was last Wednesday. What would that have been? The 21st, I'll call it. Yeah, that sounds good. So Wednesday, the 21st, that one went out. And we got to the end. We were interviewing the new teammate who started on the first, Christy. And I went, oh, after we'd finished recording, I went, that was the last episode. I started that in 2020. And it was my show until spring of 2023 when I brought Lauren on board, which I already mentioned earlier. And went, I just realized it was kind of this weight that fell on me. I went, I don't get to do this anymore. And I enjoy doing that. So it's one of those, hey, this is a reminder of what I'm leaving behind. It's really starting to get real. As of, you know, the 5th, what is it? I only have like 19 working days left. And it's really coming down to, what are the tasks left to do? The product solutions marketing team, which is a major branch of our marketing team, basically 2-3 levels up the org chart, the SVP said, hey, we'd like you to join us in Santa Clara on August 27th. Sorry, my voice is starting to give out. We just finished recording the Technorama and Patreon show. So apologize for that. August 27th, can you make it out to... I went, ooh, that's the day before Dragon Con. So I'm probably not coming out Monday night. I know there used to be a 6 a.m. Southwest flight, and I could be in the office before most people were there because it's only a 2-hour flight to Santa Clara from Phoenix. So, but they don't have that anymore. The new one is 8 a.m. I said, well, good. I get to sleep in, I guess. So I will be going out for a day trip, get out there. We'll do the, all hands meeting for, the PSM organization, and then I'll come back that night, and then in the morning we'll go to Dragon Con. So they asked me to come out there. I said, yeah, I think I could do that. Am I part of the agenda? I don't know. But there is a social event afterwards, so I'm pretty sure that's going to be like a farewell, thanks for all the fish kind of party. Whether I'm on the agenda from 1 to 2 p.m., I don't know, but there's a 2 to 3 p.m. social that I'm pretty sure I'll be part of. Don't know if they want me to sing or what's going on. Like I said, I do need to be back right away that evening, getting home about 10 p.m. So it shouldn't be too bad. Shouldn't be too bad to get up and go to Dragon Con the next morning. The I was invited to a Zoom call for showing off some of the new software features for some of our MVPs, but I'm not able to make that. So it's getting to the point where people are sending me invites. I'm like, I'm not going to be around. Denied, which is kind of liberating in a way. There are several podcast interviews in the pipeline, one called CJ and the Duke. They said, hey, we should get you on our show. Like, okay, here's my termination date. But frankly, you can talk to me anytime after, not termination, my retirement date. Well, took that in the wrong direction. Did that with a couple more. One of them was scheduled for September 16th. So I got that one. There's another one that's being recorded on August 9th called the IT Career Energizer podcast. I'm his first returning guest. He knows that I'm retiring. So he asked questions that were more slanted to that. He said, hey, I've done 335 shows. I'd love to get some of these people back on. Could you be my guinea pig, my test program for a new line of questions? I said, yeah, you're probably going to need to tailor these more towards each individual, whereas your first round interviews are pretty standardized. You know, what's a good piece of advice you had in your career? What's the worst advice you've had in your career? That kind of thing. But we've already heard the answers to those. So there's another one that was scheduled for August 6th, but then the day before they had to cancel. So we'll see. I may be showing up on some other people's podcasts in the upcoming weeks and months. Looking forward to that. All right. I've gone on long enough. That's the way it was. Last part of July, early part of August. I will get a few more days nailed down as we go into Monday, my last Monday on the 26th of August. A few more things to say there, and we'll catch up in the next couple of days. It's going to be interesting how I'm going to record these and get these posted. I did a little test with my phone. Where does the audio go? Can I read that into Audacity, etc.? So going to Dragon Con on the 28th, podcasting on the 29th. I'll obviously have my mixer and whatnot, so that'll be much easier when I set that up. And then the 30th and the 31st. So there's still a few more days to go in the dog days. I look forward to listening to all of you. And for those that are out there listening, take care. Stay safe. I'll talk to you real soon. Love you. Bye.